Well, happy Feast of Trumpets, special people, those of you online as well. Being special we are, you may ask special. Well, if you turn with me over to 1 Peter chapter 2 to begin, we'll read what the Apostle Peter called the brethren for whom he wrote the epistle for. 1 Peter chapter 2 and beginning in verse 4. Peter is saying, we're coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. This is reference to Jesus Christ. And then dropping down to verse 9, where we read, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and his marvelous light. For once you were not a people, but are now the people of God, who has obtained mercy now. So yes, we are special. All of us are special because God called us out of the world at this time. So we are a chosen generation. Special to him at this time. He says we are his special people. But why are we here, special people? Well, let's go back to Leviticus 23. Those of you that have been here before when I spoke first, you know we always go to Leviticus 23, know why we are here. Leviticus 23 and verse 24 with regard to this holy day. Speak unto the children of Israel, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. So here we are, the first day of the seventh month. We've ceased from our daily labors to be here today. We've gathered for this holy assembly to hear from God's ministry what the Father and Jesus Christ want us to hear. So in this verse, it says, what about the memorial of the blowing of the trumpets? What is that reference to? Well, I'd like you to turn with me over to Numbers chapter 29 and verse 1, where reference once again to this day. Numbers chapter 29 and verse 1, where we read, and in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation, and you shall do no customary work. It is a day of blowing of the trumpets, Yom Teruah. Teruah, here the Hebrew word means a clamor, acclamation of joy, a battle cry, clamor of trumpets, or as an alarm. In other words, it could be summed up. The use of trumpets on this day connects us to our past and future, calling us to remember God's faithfulness and anticipating his coming kingdom. So yes, it's also a time to reflect back in our, what this, by the sound of the trumpets. You think when the Israelites observed this holy day, do you think they might have recalled a trumpet sounding off in their past as a memorial? Let's turn, if you would, with me now to Exodus chapter 19. We're familiar with the story ourselves of what happened there when the trumpet sounded back in Exodus chapter 19. Turn there with me. Beginning in verse 16. Then it came to pass in the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, And the sound of the trumpet was so loud that all the people who were in the camp trembled. So, you know, this is a time when God came to Mount Sinai and gave them the Ten Commandments. You can imagine when God does things big, he does it big and make sure he gets people's attention. This is one of those cases they could reflect back in their life when God came to the mountain and the trumpet sounded and they heard his voice. It says, and the with the lightnings there and the ground shaking. So they were aware of what was happening there at that time. So they would have remembered it. So they could remember that occasion when they were given God's commandments. And also when God brought them out of Egypt. You know, here's the being that brought them out of Egypt at that time. So in our lifetime, can you remember back what it was when God called you? I think we can. When we were called out of the world, just out of the spiritual world, out of spiritual Egypt, just like the Israelites, they could remember that time when God brought them out of Egypt and the miracles that were performed. And then when we were given God's Spirit to understand his Ten Commandments and statutes, we should remember that on this occasion as well, as it says, a day of remembrance of what he has done for us and knowing in the future as well. Well, let's go back a little bit to verse 5 of Exodus chapter 19 here now. What is said, written here. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So yes, they were to listen to God, and we know from their history they turned away from God and sought other gods. But we are to be looking to the true God, the one God in our own life as well, listening to God for what he has to say for us so that we can keep going forward and looking forward to his kingdoms. As he said, these were the words that were spoken there to ancient Israel, because that was a nation that he chose to be his people. And God the Father has called us and chosen us to be part of his family at this time, and he has given us his Spirit, and we too are to obey. So now let's go. That was in the Old Testament. Let us take a look now in the New Testament. Turn with me to, let's see, 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 19. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 19. For what is our hope or joy or the crown of rejoicing? Isn't it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? Yes, that's what we're looking forward to, isn't it? To be in his presence at his return. You know, there are many scriptures that with regard to the seventh trumpet. I'd just like to turn over here and read this one from Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. This is the Day of Trumpets that we're observing. So Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who were sat before God on their thrones, fell to their faces, and worshiped God, saying, "We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. Nations were angry, and your wrath has come up at this time, and on the time of the dead, that they should be judged." In other words, the time of the dead, the saints that have died should be judged for our reward. "And that you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great. You shall destroy those who destroy the earth." So we're looking to that time when Christ does come with his angels to this earth, that seventh trump. I'm sure there will be a great sound at that time, for all the earth will know that Christ is coming, has returned. And also that'll be the answer to our prayer that we've been praying, I'm sure many of us, for many days, "Thy kingdom come," when Christ will come. You know, that'll be our answer. You know, we'll see Christ there, and we know that our prayer has been answered, for definitely this world does need the return of Jesus Christ at this time. And notice over here in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 through 10, where we read Revelation 5 and verse 9 through 10. This is regarding when John saw in vision when they sang a new song in verse 9, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals." This is referencing Christ. "For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tongue and tribe and people and nation have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign upon the whole earth." So special people, we've been called, and we're special to God, and he wants us to be there at his return so that we can fill those positions that he has for kings and priests in the world at this time. So I hope this has helped somewhat to understand what this Day of Trumpets is, that we rejoice in remembering of the trumpets when they're blown, what God has already done in our lives. And how he will intervene once again in the world tomorrow. So I wish you happy feast.